One of the harshest effects of early trauma is the injury to our ability to connect with other people, a chronic feeling that love cannot get in, or a scared reaction when love does show up, or a set of defenses that block love from ever showing up at all. Hey, it's Anna here, just taking a little pause to talk about getting help when you're having a rough time. There are a lot of things you can try, and one of them is online therapy through BetterHelp. BetterHelp's mission is to make therapy more affordable and more accessible, and those are very good things, because finding a therapist can be really hard. BetterHelp makes it easy to sign up and get matched with a therapist who meets your criteria. And when you click the special link that I'm going to give you, it not only helps this podcast, but it gets you 10% off your first month of therapy. So you can connect with a therapist, see what happens, and if anything feels like it's not a fit, which is common in therapy, you can easily switch to a new therapist at no additional cost. No stress about insurance or who's in your network or anything like that. So if you're struggling and you need to talk to a human, try BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/CCF. CCF stands for Crappy Childhood Fairy. That's BetterHelp.com/CCF. There's also a link in the episode description if you need it. That might be easier. Thanks for sponsoring us, BetterHelp. Now, back to the show. It's a feeling, but it's an atmosphere too. And I think a lot of us are feeling it. A harsh, empty, loveless feeling that keeps sneaking up on our minds and hearts, sounding the alarm that something huge is missing from our lives. And I don't think we're meant to live our lives without love. But when you're sensing that emptiness, it might just be necessary to feel it without distracting yourself with another dating app or doom scrolling or escaping with food or TV or weed or whatever it is your trauma wound wants you to use to get away from what you think will be a depressed and hopeless state. But maybe letting yourself have that feeling just for a little bit might create the space you need to envision something better, to let yourself be aware of what you really want, of the love, and to sense that it's possible to have it, even if you haven't experienced it yet. Letting it in might just be the change that will give you the inner power to change an old relationship pattern and open up to something new. Now, I know I'm always saying how critical it is to face reality, to not get stuck in blame and fantasy that completely gives away the control of your own happiness, because that's fatal to your progress. But real love is not a fantasy. The fact that you long for it is natural and right and needs to be listened to. And that's why I'm saying that the emptiness you feel is trying to tell you something. It's a gift. You will need courage to accept this gift, which means facing that emptiness for now and letting the tears come if you have to, and letting the awareness come too that you've been suppressing about the nature of your loneliness. Not so much where it comes from, we know that, but why really is it happening now? And what would it take to free yourself to change and heal so that you could, in increasing ways, open yourself to love? With childhood PTSD, it's so common to feel, especially after an experience of loss, like we're outside of love, like other people are in this world of goodness, but we're stuck outside the gates like orphans. But remember, you can't be exiled from your own experience. Alone is always where we start, but our healing from all the false ideas that trauma taught us can bring us forward into being in love. In it, inside it. And by that I mean feeling it, sharing it, knowing it, having the highest experience of it that people can have, at least a little bit in your life. It's that full experience of love that everyone is longing for. It's not really a thing you do or you get. It's a state of consciousness that you enter. And I think this is why it feels like a walled city when you're on the outside of it. Trauma or no trauma, it can be hard to come in from that place outside, but it's the place to aim for, and it's worth fighting for. We talk a lot about magical thinking and limerence and terrible partners, but this video is about the good thing that has been planted in your consciousness since you were born. You've been through hard things, but you're also made to have and enjoy the fullness of life. We push this knowledge down to try to cope with the emptiness and feeling alone and not good enough, and we try to control it or make up a story why love isn't really what we want. But what if you just let it happen? With all the dignity within yourself and the safety of knowing that the grief of what you've lost or what you haven't found yet will pass. Maybe you can let the feeling wash over you. That's not the same as emotional dysregulation. It's not too much, it's just true. Maybe childhood trauma crushed your confidence. Maybe love wasn't modeled for you, and what happened stole your natural ability, your instinctive knowledge of how to love. And though you've created a lot of good in your life, it drove you toward the sorrows and regrets that are now haunting you. I have great news. There is still time. And this is what I wanted to say to you and everyone who feels despair about ever being loved. I want to shine a light on a few myths that need to be set straight so that even as we take practical, common sense steps to heal our lives, we aim not at just being commendable or appropriate, but at being fulfilled. We aim at that place we're longing for, that we were born to find. If you long for it, it's what you are meant to have. Trauma healing brings you closer to this. And healing your nervous system, but also healing your cynical beliefs that you maybe protect yourself with. So the first is, real love is not a transaction, and it can't be negotiated or demanded of anyone. What you didn't get as a child is gone, and it can't be replaced by humans. But real love is still here, and what shows up in your life is a gift to you from something far more powerful than yourself. The reason this longing for love won't go away is because you're made for it. And the reason it is so liberating when it happens is because for once you don't have to make something happen. It just arrives in your heart one day as naturally as hunger or sleep. But it's not cyclical like that. It's a transition. It's a maturation. It's something like puberty. It takes over and you change. And whether you want to or not, you change. But it's not coming merely from the body. And we don't seem to be able to choose whether it starts. We can choose a lot of things, including many forms of love, like duty and service and being part of a family and taking care of other people. And those can go a long way toward healing that emptiness. But that big love that's signaling itself through the emptiness you feel is not something you can make happen. It's more like it makes things happen through you. Good things, even though it can make things pretty messy at first, that ultimately benefit you and the other person, and perhaps everyone. You can screw it up. You can distort it and try to turn back into some kind of negotiator for love, or try to make it happen, or get obsessed on it, or destroy it even, because everything good in life can be abused. And if you have childhood PTSD, you've already absorbed way more than your share of that. But you can't remove real love out of existence so long as it's flowing through you. It may be inconvenient or terrifying, but when it's happening, even with all the emotional overreactions of CPTSD, all you can do is your best. Just try to be honorable. Don't be a jerk. Don't act like an entitled little kid or like an emotional blackmailer. We just have to do our best, even when we don't know where it's going. Even if it usually turns out that you don't get what you would have wanted, there's a way to go through it that deepens you and makes you stronger. And you've been conscripted, drafted into the greatest project of all time to bring more love into the world. There's no greater good. Now, the second thing, and I say this to a lot of the people that I work with and coach, you get to want love to turn out the way you want it to turn out. Just because so many things in your life so far have been a disappointment doesn't mean you can protect your heart by setting your sights way low down here. If you're going to struggle with love, struggle for what you really want. You want the real thing, the real thing. And when I ask people what they really want and they say a life partner or they say a long-term relationship, they talk about getting needs met, No. Trust me, don't set your aim at what you think you'll likely have to settle for. Set your aim for what you actually want. And what you want is the one. You'll have plenty of chances later to lose the one, or to never find them, or to settle for number two, or three, or four. There are no guarantees here, but I'm telling you, get clear what you really want and own it. Don't act cool about it. Don't crap fit. You know that word? I made it up. Crap fit is when you get so good at fitting yourself to crap when you're a kid that you can't stop. And you take a crappy person or a crappy situation, and in your mind you think, oh, I can make this work, it'll be okay, and then you knuckle down to accept it and make it work. Well, don't make it work. Don't try to hedge your bets and pretend you're okay with whatever, or you're going to get whatever. You've been getting whatever all your life. And that empty space inside you, it's made of whatever. The only version of you that anyone's ever going to fall in love with, and I'm talking real love, is the real you. And if your childhood PTSD is mucking that up with a lot of defenses and fear and anger and grabbiness, then healing is very likely going to be a big asset for you. And finally, the third thing, don't let anybody tell you that the idea of perfect love is crazy. It's the most real thing there is. It's how we are shown the great reality and experience of seeing through the eyes of the divine, if only for a little bit, so that we can just once at least feel the oneness with all things. That is the place where our souls live right now, all the time, even though we almost never feel it. Trauma can tear us out of knowing this, but it can't actually take that away. You are part of it, and through your love of another person, if you can keep healing and stay open to it, you can experience it, your oneness. Now, maybe you've experienced this before. It's not a trick played by chemistry. It's your awakening. It's an intense spiritual experience for anyone. And if you have that trauma in your past, your attachment issues can kick in, and you'll want to grab hold and stop the fear, and unfortunately, this can take you out of it. It doesn't always work out like you'd hoped, but it expands you and it raises you up into who you really are. I get letters from people, but you don't realize I'm almost 40, or I'm 50, or I'm 69, or I'm 80, I'm 75. Here's what I learned from my friend Gladys, who found her great love at age 80, just a few years before she died. There's still time. And for all you know, the greatest love that you could possibly know may still lie ahead of you, especially if you keep healing from what happened in the past. And that longing you feel when you're lonely, especially now, has a message for you that it's real and it's pointing the way toward home. Thank you so much for listening. If you love my content, think about joining my membership program. You can find out more information about that and all my courses and coaching programs in the episode description below or on my website, crappychildhoodfairy.com. If you're going through a hard time and you need online therapy, I encourage you to check out BetterHelp. They're easy and affordable, and they can connect you with someone you choose within a few days. And if you use this special URL, you not only help this channel, but you get 10% off your first month of therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/CCF, as in Crappy Childhood Fairy. That's betterhelp.com/CCF. And remember, healing is possible. People with childhood PTSD can have a wonderful life. Sometimes we just need a few workarounds. I'll see you next time.